Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy patience in showing us things, in teaching us, in making things plain to us, and continuing to do so again and again and again. We thank Thee for it. And we pray Thee that Thou wilt, in mercy, be long-suffering with us, and continue to show us Thy things, the truth, that we might grow in it. Help us now, as we read and think, by Thy Holy Spirit, to see the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. For Thy name's sake, we ask it. Amen. As we go on in our study of the Gospel according to Matthew, we come now to the 18th chapter. And as we go along from point to point, we are impressed by the fact that this whole material comes to us one item here, one item there, one item there. First one matter is presented, then another is presented, then another is presented, then another is presented. I think sometimes there may be some connection in the order in which they're given, but sometimes one can't see that. It just comes to us. And now here, in chapter 18, our attention is drawn to something that has to do with the believers themselves. And it opens, the 18th chapter opens with a very common question. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Now, we may not just exactly word it that way, but what that means to say is, what is the really important thing in Christian experience, in Christian living? If I wanted to really be a good Christian, what would be the one item or the one characteristic I should really seek to produce? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, "Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever, therefore, shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me." It's a proper interest on our part to ask, what does the Lord really want of me? How could I please Him? And it's a very interesting thing to see that what He really wants is an attitude on my part. I wonder how long it will be before each of us will know this, that the Lord is not asking me to go do something. He is asking me, come yield. He isn't so much telling me, I'm expecting you to have something done. He is telling me, I want you to come to me. You see, after we come to Him and He works in us, He will work through us to accomplish His purposes. And so they came with this proper question asking, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? What is the most desirable characteristic that a Christian person can have? When we read Jesus called a little child unto him, this little child, that expression refers to what you might properly call a nursling, a little child that's still nursing. And take it back in those days, in that day and time, was probably a child not as any more than 4 years of age, probably younger than that, perhaps a child of two or three, something like that. And he called this little child unto him, set him up, and said, "Verily I say unto you, except you be converted." Now this use of the word convert is the practical meaning of the word, not what we have come to make it out in spiritual experience. You know, we use the word conversion now very often with reference to the experience when a man comes to Christ or when he turns to Christ. And this is implied, but here it isn't so much that the word just generally cover the whole business of being a Christian. It is specifically in the actual matter of your attitude, except you be converted means changed, turned around. Your natural mind will be to go your own way. Your spiritual mind will be to go the Lord's way. The two aren't alike. and except you be converted, turned around, and become as little children. The little children, now what would a little 2 or 3 year old child be like? And I'm going to mention some things. For one thing, a little 2 or 3 year old child will just naturally look to the parents for whatever that child needs. A little 2 or 3 year old child will not have in mind it's going to go out and do it. It will not have in mind it's going to go out and prepare it and get it. It's going to come to the parents and ask. It isn't going to go into the kitchen and prepare its meal. It's going to come to mother and say, I'm hungry. It isn't going to go out into the garage and take out the car and drive off. Going to go to the father and say, take me for a car ride. A little child, 2 or 3 years old, is going to come directly to the parents and look to them. It's going to be eager for the parents to do something. Honest in what it asks for and in the way in which it acts with the parents. It will often be hungry and want something that will satisfy its needs. Generally speaking, it will be willing. And ordinarily, when a little child that age comes to the parents and asks for something, the parents say, come over here, it's a little child's likely to come. Such a child will feel that it is dependent. It couldn't tell you that, but they just naturally are depending on their parents. And they're trusting their parents. What you give to that little child, you can expect the little child to receive. Now, you can lift all those characteristics and others that you will think of a little 2 or 3 year old child, and putting that in mind, think to yourself, take an attitude like that toward God, in which you will honestly and sincerely come to Him, dependent upon Him, ask Him for what you need, expect to receive it from Him. And unless this happens, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And isn't this an interesting thing? They said, who is the greatest? And He's talking about entering into the kingdom. And the truth of the matter is, you see, that the same disposition that would bring you into the kingdom is the same disposition which will keep you great in the kingdom. Just the way you started out by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, that's exactly the way in which you will continue to be, and you will be great in the kingdom. Whosoever shall humble himself, the person who understands that with all his human sophistication, he doesn't really know, and feels toward God the way a 2 or 3 year old child feels toward its parents. And again, humble himself, not too proud to ask. The child isn't too proud to come. And so a person should not be too proud to turn to God. We certainly should not be too proud to pray. We should be willing to ask of him the way a child asks of him. And now the passage moves on into something that is really very serious. Let me read to you and comment upon it as I go on from verse 5 on. Whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. Anybody who recognizes that this simple-minded, humble, sincere, willing, young Christian is truly one of the Lord's, will actually be receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. The attitude toward the young convert is the attitude toward the Lord Himself. The Lord Jesus has identified Himself with those who humbly, simply trust in Him. You know how it is with your own children. Anybody does something to you, or 2 year old's doing it to you. You know perfectly well if someone's going to injure your 2 year old, your 3 year old girl, you know perfectly well they might just as well do it to you. Well, now that's exactly the way the Lord Jesus is here. But now listen to this. Whoso shall offend one of these little ones who believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Now the Lord Jesus said that. Let's not be mealy-mouthed in our sentimentality about this sort of thing. The Lord Jesus meant that to be a stern warning. About what? About offending one of these little ones. What do you mean by offend? You mean hurt their feelings? That's not the use of the word offend so much as this. Cause them to stumble. If by any chance you cause this little new convert who has a disposition and spirit like a little child, and if you cause that person to stumble, you cause that person to lose his way, you have God to answer to, the Lord Jesus to answer to. This brings to our mind the serious responsibility of teachers and of parents. Let me read on through verses 7 to 9. Woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must needs be that offenses come. There will be in the world that which will cause young Christians to stumble and to turn aside. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye, rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. Here is stern warning that we should never permit our human interests and our human desires to tempt us into any such line of procedure as will cause some young Christian to falter or to turn away from him. The Lord God himself, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, is watching over his followers, his true believers who come to him in simple sincerity. And he will take a stern attitude, a strong, stern attitude toward anyone that would cause them to be misled. I almost hesitate to press this in the way it means to me. But I'll tell you one thing right now, what I really and truly do think it means. A young Christian will naturally turn to the Bible and look upon it as the Word of God. And for someone to come in and handle the Bible in such a way that the young Christian will no longer have confidence in the Bible, will have to answer to the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, for a young Christian to be led to think that there are other things than the Lord himself and put their trust in other things, that God himself would hold them responsible. These things bring to our mind how very serious and how very important it is that we should be careful how we lead these young ones. Help us, Father, to be faithful and to these who put their trust in thee. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.